Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the
Welcome to the season finale of the Bobby Wonder Show. We've had quite the season, from out-of-control train rides to wellness retreats gone wrong, from chaotic banana castle hijinks to pirate acting on the high seas. Arr! But nothing has been more serious than my younger brother Gorb Slorp arriving on planet Earth. We had a family reunion at the beginning of the season, but now he's back and up to no good. Teaming up with Mighty Mila and Robozuki, all intent on causing mischief and mayhem in Pflugerville. Now, Bobby Wonder and I, along with help from Lucy Wow, Kapow, and Lenore, are gonna have to stop them. It's gonna be a fight bigger than ever. Get ready for an epic Battle of the Brothers!
Nothing to report. Still no sign of them, and I've been patrolling the sky for hours. What about you?
Huh?
Have you seen any sign of Mighty Mila, Robozuki, or your brother?
Oh, no. I've not seen anything. Anyone. Any bits.
Grabsack, what are you doing?
Eating.
I'm coming down there.
A fried banana? Again?
What? I eat when I'm nervous and also when I'm not nervous.
I'm worried. Mighty Mila usually isn't this quiet and thoughtful. She usually acts without any thought or reason. Is this your brother's influence on her?
No! No, Gorb Slorp isn't patient at all. One time I told him to wait for me to go get fried calamari till I had finished practicing my 8-hour monologue for a one-man show that got many accolades, and he left after 5 minutes! He missed the best part of the monologue, too!
Okay.
So, I'm saying it's definitely not him being patient. Whatever they're doing must be taking time, so why not spend that time eating fried bananas? After all, Banana Stand Lady called me her favorite customer. I'm just living up to that title.
Sure, okay. Maybe we can go check on Lucy Wow and see if she's made any progress with her new inventions.
Sure, just let me grab one more fried banana. I just finished this one.
How many have you had?
Five, six, eight.
Oh, grab stack.
What was that?
Sounded like an explosion of some sort. Let's go.
Wait, about my ninth banana.
Look, the Pflugerville Library. It's covered in...
bright orange slime? Gorb Slorp!
All my precious books. Covered in orange slime, this is a tragedy.
Don't worry, librarian. We'll find out who did this.
But what about the books? How can I read Charlotte's Web if it's covered in orange slime? How?
Okay, lady, we'll get someone to clean it off. But first, I have to follow that robot.
Never seen someone so upset over a slimed book.
Don't mess with bibliophiles. They are serious people.
Bibliophiles? Are those people that wear bibs?
No, I don't have time for this. Robozuki is getting away. He transformed into a giant slime dispenser and is now flying off toward the Pflugerville public pool. He's gonna slime the pool next.
I shouldn't have had that 8 fried banana! Oh, it was just a burp. Mmm, banana burp. Tastes just as good going out as it was going in.
Robozuki, stop that right now. You can't keep sliming the town.
Don't talk that way to my best friend, Robot Slime.
Where's Mighty Mila and Globe Slurp? More screaming. From City Hall?
Mighty Mila has transformed into a slime dispenser, too. And look, my brother is there flying in his waffle spaceship. Dang, I really could use a waffle right now.
Mighty Mila, Stop right now. This isn't funny.
Well, well, well. Look who it is. Wobby Blunder and his annoying sidekick, Gardenstuck. I'm the funniest. I think covering an entire town in bright orange slime is more funny. I mean, come on, don't you? In fact, it's hilarious. Right, Gorb Slurp?
Sure is, my new best friend. I love being Mighty Mita's sidekick because she always does fun things. Can you say the same for your bestie, brother?
Gorb Slurp, it is time for you to go home back to Florp.
You don't tell me what to do. I'm my own little orange alien and I can do what I want. Come on, Mila. Time for more sliming.
Catch us if you can, Slowpokes.
Mighty Mila is leaving a trail of orange slime everywhere she goes. It'll be easy to find where she goes next, but we need to figure out a way to clean up all this slime first.
Okay, but don't fly into it. You're going directly for it. Bobby, watch out! At least the slime broke that crash landing. Hey, wait a minute. This slime, it tastes delicious.
Should you really be eating bright orange slime?
This slime isn't just slime. It's pureed mangoes and some oranges. And I think a dash of passion fruit. It's delicious. Taste it, Bobby.
If you say so. You're right. It definitely is pureed mangoes. They must have taken them from the Isle de Mango and processed it so it created the sticky, bright orange slime.
This is wonderful news, Bobby.
It is?
Bobby Wonder, do you not know me? I can eat anything. Except oysters, of course. I'll have all this orange slime cleaned up in a jiffy.
Grabstack, there's orange slime everywhere. In the library, the public pool, city hall.
I'ma get it all. I've only had 8 fried bananas today, after all. Watch me save the day. Just hold me and fly me closely over all the orange slime.
If you say so.
Yummy, yum. In my tummy, tum.
This is actually working.
I know. Keep going. Faster.
Now, if I stretch out my arms, I can gather all the orange slime in town into one place for you to eat.
Delicious. So good. I could eat this all day. In fact, I think I have to.
All the books covered in orange slime are now clean. Or rather covered in alien saliva. But I can read Charlotte's Web again. You saved the books.
My pleasure.
You really are some alien.
That I am.
What? What? Where did all the orange slime go?
You really underestimated the eating ability of my sidekick and best friend. Grabstack has eaten all the orange slime away.
I forgot. Grabstack is a champion eater. He'd always brag about it back on Florp.
Why didn't you tell me?
I forgot!
That was easy. What else you got?
You may have bested us with the orange slime, but we're just getting started. Come on, sidekicks, it's time for part 2 of our plan.
We'll be ready for you. Don't you worry.
The power of my stomach has saved us once again. Cover a whole town in mango slime, I've got it. But I think I may need to go to the bathroom now. So if you'll excuse me, let's take a break and I'll be all refreshed when you return. Excuse me. See you soon.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, you're back! So am I, feeling fresh. My younger brother thinks he can best me by dumping orange mango slime all over town. But he should have remembered, food is my strength. Let's see what him and his new bestie get up to next, because I'm sure me and Bob Wonder will stop him again. You're a force of nature, Lucy Wow. I know something good is coming when your eyes are focused and your face is scrunched up.
I know. Just about ready. Now give me an extra bolt. Just one more thing to screw into place.
Okie dokie.
Thanks for the celebration music, Kapow, but you can turn off your butt.
It's your doing. You created me after all.
Cinnamon carrot cake bolt.
That's right, Lenore. She created you too.
You two are my favorite inventions, but this one might be my greatest yet. Voila! Everyone welcome. Sparrow Sparks!
I'm alive! Wait, what does being alive mean?
You are alive. Welcome. This is Sparrow Sparks. He's a mechanical, robotic, anti-gravity sparrowhawk.
Whoa! Oh, that sounds cool! What can he do?
Yeah, what can I do?
Well, firstly, you can fly. Faster than even Bobby Wonder. And then you can change the air around you to remove the gravity. See?
We're all floating!
Bounce hop high, bunny.
I am a god.
Okay, well, let's not get a big head. Now I can't wait to show Bobby Wonder and Grabstack.
Lucy, wow! Everything okay? We heard a loud electric sizzle coming from your big red barn and thought maybe Mighty Mila had done something.
Nope, that was me. I finished my latest invention. Meet Sparrow Sparks!
Is that a sparrow? A hawk? A robot?
Yes.
I am everything.
Very cool, Lucy. What can he do?
Sparrow Sparks can fly at top speeds, even entering the outer atmosphere, and with a click of this button, he can reverse the effects of gravity. See?
I'm floating, Ma! I'm floating!
I think he could really aid in any battle against Mighty Mila and Robozuki.
And Gorb Thlorp! We can't forget about my little brother. He's up to no good, too.
Grabstack, I think if you're able to sit down and have a conversation with Glorb Slurp, the two of you could figure out what went wrong in your relationship.
Yeah, I could do that, but I don't want to.
Help! 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 There's an invasion happening.
Banana Stand Lady, what's happening?
Oh, there he is, my favorite number one customer, Grabstack.
That's right, it's me. Bring me a banana.
Here you go.
Wait, why did you run into my big red barn screaming, banana stand lady?
Oh, that's right. I almost forgot. Silly me, there's been an invasion.
An invasion? What do you mean?
The rubber duckies. They're everywhere. Yellow ones, red ones, blue ones. They keep appearing. I'm afraid.
Rubber duckies?
She wasn't kidding. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of rubber duckies covering the town.
This is the work of Mighty Mila.
Did someone say my name?
Yeah, wondering how you could come up with two terrible plans so quickly. You're usually better than this, Mighty Mila.
I'm what?
First, you dump orange mango slime all over the town, which was easily cleaned up. And now you dump rubber duckies all over town? This will be easy to fix.
Sparrow
Sparks, go!
I'm alive!
Wait! What's happening? Why are we all floating? The rubber duckies are all floating up. Gorp, Slorp, do something.
What could I do? I'm just a tiny orange alien.
What's happening is that I'm moving all the rubber duckies in this anti-gravity state to the toy museum.
We have a toy museum in this town?
And done. Once again, the town is clean. The day is saved, I must say. I'm not too impressed by you, Mighty Mila. I think you're losing your touch.
I am not. How dare you, Bobby Wonder?
You even just said my name correctly. Yikes. Not a good look for you.
Well, this is all Gorb Slorp's fault. I should never have teamed up with him.
How rude!
Don't you dare come after my brother, Mighty Mila.
It's true. I almost lost my edge. I can't work with anyone related to Grabstack. I said his name right, too. Rubbozuki, let's go. I can't be here anymore.
We did it! We stopped Mighty Mila once again.
That was a team effort. Thanks for creating a super cool new robot in Sparrow Sparks, Lucy.
Robot savior?
I'm not sure you can fly faster than me, but the anti-gravity device is super cool.
Wanna race?
I think it's time for a nap.
I think I can add some even cooler additions to Sparrow Sparks. Come on, Kapow, Lenore. Time to tinker.
Can I have a glitter element, please?
Bye, Lucy. Thanks for all your help.
Grabstack, I want to apologize.
Go on.
I got caught up in the moment. After coming down to planet Earth earlier this year and hearing all the cool adventures and stories you had with your best friend Bobby, I got jealous. I wanted fun adventures too. So I snuck back down here and created the Chortle's identity. It was a lot of fun, but I still wasn't fulfilled. I realized what I really missed was you.
Moi?
Yes, moi. I miss having you around on Florp. We all do. Even Ma and Pa. I know we probably drove you away because we like to pick on you and ask you for things and eat your candy when you're not looking, but we all love you and miss you.
I miss you too, Gorb Slorp.
I guess I'm realizing that family is important to me, and you're part of that.
Oh, I've been feeling the same way lately too. I like being here on Earth with my best friend, but there's nothing like family.
So, sounds like it's time for us to take a trip back to Florp for a real Grabstack family reunion. And yes, I've been eavesdropping on this conversation the whole time.
Bobby, you'd really want to take a trip back to Florp?
It's my home planet, too. It's been a while. I want to dip my toes in the pink sandy shores and fly around near the purple mountains. Plus, I need to see the statue they built in your honor.
I think that's still standing. Maybe.
What?
Let's go back to Florp.
We would love to see you. Both of you. I'm going to fly back right now and tell everyone you'll be visiting soon. Sorry again for, you know, covering your town in slime and then in rubber duckies. Not my best pranks.
Even though we were fighting and at one point both pretending to be pirates, I had fun hanging out with you and I can't wait to visit you and the rest of the family on Florp soon.
Well, time for me to go. See you soon, brother.
See ya, Gorb Slorp. And my statue better still be there. Did you hear me? Gorb Slorp! It better be there! Season of the Bobby Wonder Show has come to an end. I can't believe we've done 10 of these. That's a lot of zany escapades with my best friend. I truly am lucky to get to save the day with a hero like him. He's my family just as much as my brother, Gorb Slorp, because family is what you make it.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. There's a whole universe of shows out there waiting for you. Thank you so much for sticking with us and listening to 10 seasons worth of episodes. Bobby Wonder and I couldn't be happier to have you along for all of our crazy adventures. And here's to many, many more. I can't wait to visit my family on Warp. Better start packing now. Definitely need to bring a whole lot of fried bananas. Until the next time, friends. Bye.
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.